91X News.
It's minus 4 degrees with drifting snow at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Ellington. A major development today in a Toronto courtroom where serial killer Bruce MacArthur pleaded guilty to 8 counts of first-degree murder. His victims disappeared from Toronto's Gay Village over a 7-year span, starting in 2010. Homicide detective David Dickinson says what happened this morning was the best possible outcome, concluding the case in the next few weeks as opposed to years.
What happened today was a sure thing, 8 pleas of first-degree murder for the 8 murdered men. It wasn't, you know, possible seconds, it wasn't manslaughters, it was 8 firsts. It was sparing the community and sparing more so the family members of, you know, potentially seeing graphic evidence tendered to court.
Dickinson says he doesn't know if we will ever know why MacArthur did what he did. Talk about a regional transit system has picked up steam recently, but some in Belleville believe that before a regional transit system is made, there needs to be a service to Thoreau Ward. Mayor Mitch Panchuk says it's a good idea, but there's still a long way to go.
So because we don't have regular transit service in Thurlow now, Thurlow taxpayers have not been used to having to pay for it. We are going to be working hard to introduce transit services in the urban part of Thurlow Ward, but we're going to have to find a way to be able to make it so it's affordable for people that live there. What's it going to take? It's going to take us to be able to come up with some creative solutions and find the funding for it.
Belleville Transit will be looking for input from the citizens of Thurlow for what they are looking for in their transit. The city of Belleville is buying the Cabaret, the former adult entertainment establishment on Front Street, and will demolish the building and replace it with a parking lot in the interim. A long-term plan for what to do with the property is still to be decided. Council voted to buy the Cabaret from owners Pan Properties for a price of $675,000 at Monday's meeting. One of the people reading victim impact statements during sentencing in the Humboldt Bronco crash case is asking the judge for leniency. Paul Jefferson, who had 2 billets last year, says the driver admitted responsibility and he forgives him. He hopes the court gives him a break.
I was told that he is remorseful, and in that case, I think some mercy is important. You know, justice is important, but mercy is important too. And so my request that the court consider that his life not be ruined forever by this one terrible, terrible mistake.
The sentencing hearing could now last until tomorrow, since some families were unable to attend sooner. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister says the federal government is trying to get consular access to a Canadian man arrested in Macau over the weekend on fraud allegations. Chrystia Freeland says the government has no reason to believe the 61-year-old's arrest is linked with the case of 2 other men detained in China in apparent retaliation for Canada's arrest of a top Huawei Technologies executive.
I can confirm that Zhen Liao, who is a Canadian citizen, has been arrested in Macau. He has been detained by police authorities there. We have no reason to believe that his detention is in any way connected with the other cases.
The South China Morning Post, citing local media, says the Canadian is accused of trying to defraud an unnamed entertainment company out of $375 million. The newspaper says the man, whose full name is not given, allegedly tried to use fake papers to transfer the money from the company's account to an account in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, Canada's Justice Minister says he has received a formal request from the United States that Canada hand over Huawei executive Meng Wanzhong for prosecution over fraud allegations. But David Lametti says under federal government policy, he will stay hands-off from the file until there's an actual extradition order from a judge.
It is shielded from me because I will only intervene if and when there's actually a rule, an order from a judge to extradite.
The extradition case against Meng, who is chief financial officer of Chinese tech giant Huawei, is scheduled to return to a court in Vancouver today. Meng was arrested last December at the Vancouver airport at the request of the U.S., sparking a diplomatic battle between China and Canada. One of the last remaining speakers of the carrier language, Kliklit Dene, Elder Mary Gucci, has died in Prince George, British Columbia, just a few weeks short of her 98th birthday. Gucci is being remembered for her dedication to the creation of carrier language courses offered at the College of New Caledonia. Fellow teacher Marlene Erickson says Gucci worked long hours to translate, record, and document the language.
Her contribution to language revitalization is immeasurable, and it's priceless.
Flags at Prince George City Hall and at the college have been lowered in Gucci's honor. Her funeral will be held Saturday in Prince George. Pickering Rays pop star Shawn Mendes is the leading nominee heading into this year's Juno Awards in London, Ontario. Victoria Ahern has more.
Mendes has 6 Juno nominations, including Single of the Year for In My Blood and Album of the Year for his self-titled project. Toronto R&B hitmaker The Weeknd has 5 Juno nominations, including Artist of the Year. Other nominees announced today include Calgary-born singer Jan Arden and Vancouver crooner Michael Bublé. The Junos will air March 17th on CBC TV with singer Sarah McLachlan as host. Victoria Ahern, The Canadian Press. I fight the world, I fight
you. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Calling all curlers. The Quinte Sunrise Rotary Club is holding its annual Curl for Kids fundraising event on February 2nd, and they're looking for players. Teams of 4 can sign up, and all skill levels are welcome. Enjoy lunch and buy raffle tickets for a chance to win amazing prizes. Help Quinte Sunrise Rotary raise money for local children's charities such as Camp Trillium and Field of Ability. Check out Curl for Kids on Facebook or email Quinte Sunrise Rotary Club at quintesunriserotary@gmail.com to register.
In sports, it's Lancers basketball action tonight as both teams go head-to-head against the Durham Lords at home. The men's team are fresh off a win their last game out against the Fleming Knights. They look to keep the momentum going as the season winds down. The women's team is looking to put an end to their 2-game losing streak. They took a loss the last time they faced the Seneca Sting. The team can't afford any more losses if they hope to climb up the standings as they currently sit 6th in the Eastern Conference. Game time starts at 6 p.m. for the women and 8 p.m. for the men. In hockey, Belleville Senators rookie right wing Drake Batherson won the AHL All-Star Game MVP award, scoring 5 goals in the tournament yesterday, as well as a shootout goal in the finals to help the North Division win. Jake Muzin's childhood dream has come true. The veteran defenseman was traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs by the Los Angeles Kings last night for 2 prospects and a draft pick. Muzin grew up in Woodstock, Ontario as a Leafs fan. Toronto set for Carl Grunderstrom, unsigned defensive prospect Sean Drewsy, in the deal along with a first-round pick in 2019. The Winnipeg Jets are in Boston to take on the Bruins in NHL action tonight. The Central Division leading Jets are coming off a 3-1 loss at Philadelphia last night. Boston's last game came before the All-Star break when the Bruins lost 3-2 to the New York Rangers. The Carolina Hurricanes have signed forward Jordan Martinook to a 2-year extension worth an average of $2 million. The 26-year-old has 10 goals and 3 assists in 50 games while leading the team with 125 hits and blocking 28 shots, the most by a Carolina forward. The Toronto Blue Jays have signed free agent infielder Freddie Galvis to a 1-year contract. The deal announced by the team Tuesday is worth $4 million and includes a club option for 2020 season. Galvis batted .248 with 31 doubles, 5 triples, and 13 home runs in 162 games for the San Diego Padres last season. Toronto designated right-handed reliever Danny Barnes for assignment to make room for Galvis on the 40-man roster. Canadian para swimming star Benoit Huo has announced his retirement. Huo, who was born with a right club foot, won 20 Paralympic medals over his decorated career. Huo, a native of Longueuil, Quebec, was named a member of the Order of Canada in 2016. UFC light heavyweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov was fined $500,000 and suspended 9 months for a brawl inside and outside the octagon after his fight with Conor McGregor at UFC 229. McGregor was fined $50,000 and suspended for 6 months. Nurmagomedov climbed up the cage and scuffed with a fighter in McGregor's corner after defeating McGregor at UFC 229 on October 6th. New England Patriots take on the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53 on Sunday. Rams quarterback Jared Goff says the entire team is grateful for head coach Sean McVay.
He brought in a lot of the right people, and the way he's able to communicate, the way he's able to lead, the type of person he is, you know, we love him, and he does everything the right way.
Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, at 4:10, it's minus 4 degrees with drifting snow. Today, cloudy, a few flurries beginning this afternoon. Temperature falling to minus 7 this afternoon, with a wind chill of minus 11 in the morning and minus 16 in the afternoon. Tonight, flurries with a low of minus 15, wind chill of minus 16 in the evening and minus 26 overnight with a risk of frostbite. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, temperature steady near minus 15, wind chill near minus 26, and a risk of frostbite. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kyle Ellington from QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.